This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I never have to read between the lines. The story's yours and yours is mine. Until we're placed up on the dusty shelves of time.
This is a band of traveling musicians who are traversing Cape Cod and southeastern Massachusetts right now. They are intrepid, ambitious, and have very sore feet. The musicians include Rayanne Richards and Mark Mandeville, who are based in Webster. They started making this track back in 2010. It's called the Massachusetts Walking Tour. Actually, what they do is walk, make music, walk some more, and make some more music. Richards and Mandeville are traveling the hard way. They're backpacking with clothes, food, and instruments strapped to their backs. Today, they're in Fairhaven, where Richards told us they've made this trek a tradition.
Our first year into this, we started to really realize that small towns have a big need for community events. So that's been a main motivator for us. So I think kind of what carries us through the day and through the pain of our feet hurting and our backpacks rubbing on us is that at the end of the night, we're going to get to perform a show and share our music with people and just really put some smiles on their faces and make them feel good.
So that's kind of the point. You're hiking to perform in various venues and to get other people involved, people in some small communities. How has that worked? Give us some examples of where you've performed.
So our first concert was at the Highland House Museum in North Truro. We hiked from there into Wellfleet at the Public Library. Then we headed into Eastham for the Salt Pond Visitor Center, which is part of Cape Cod's National Seashore. It's a national park. Let's see, after Eastham, where did we go after Eastham?
Nickerson State Park.
We went to Nickerson State Park.
And that's Mark, who you're turning to for some prompting there. Mark is is your partner, musical and personal partner as well.
Yes.
And so where are you heading now?
Right now we're headed into Fairhaven. We're scheduled to perform tonight at the Millicent Library. And the unique thing about doing these concerts along bike trails is that people can actually utilize the trail to walk or bike to the concert as well.
So what are the concerts like? I know they're free.
Each night is different because we reach out to the community of musicians and artists who live in that town, and we offer 2 to 3 slots for locals to come up and share a few songs or poems or stories. And then our troupe, we usually take over for the last hour or so.
Rayanne, do you mind if I talk to Mark for a second?
Nope, no problem.
Hello?
Hey, Mark. So can you tell us about maybe your favorite concert so far where some local people have come in and pitched in and joined you on stage?
So I don't know if I could definitely say any were better than others, but I could say that performing for the YMCA this morning in Mattapoisett was definitely a fun concert. We played for some of the summer camp kids, which ranged from 5 years old to 12 or 13. And they were really quite interested in what we were doing. We even gave them an opportunity to try on our packs, and we had them all lined up, you know, in single file, just trying on the packs and seeing how heavy they were, which they're basically as heavy as they were, especially if they were 6 or 7 years old.
So how heavy is that, Mark?
I think we've narrowed it down to about 45 to 50 pounds, and that's with the instruments on.
Now, you guys play a lot of instruments. I've heard you in concert. Did you dictate which instruments you were going to bring with you on this trip by how much they weigh?
I mean, that's how Rayanne initially had started picking up the ukulele. It was back in 2010 when we first started. She started playing ukulele because of the weight of it, and now has, you know, continued to play, you know, in our stage show as well as on the walking tour. But I think as far as the guitar and the banjo that we bring, those are the main instruments that I perform on. So I bring a little baby Martin that's been on every walking tour since the beginning in 2010. And also my banjo without the bowl on the back, I take that off.
Do you know how many miles you've trekked and how many concerts you've given or you will have given by the end of this on Tuesday?
By the end on Tuesday, we will have traveled roughly 144 miles and performed 18 concerts in 18 days.
And what's the upshot for you guys, aside from a lot of blisters and having made a lot of music?
Well, we're going to have organized all of these concerts which showcased local performers, many of which the people that show up for the concerts and the programs, the audience might not have known they had such talented folks right in their own town. Something people oftentimes forget is that they need to support the talent from their town, and they don't need to spend $80 to $250 or more, maybe, to go to a big arena or a center to see musicians that have value only for that reason. You know, there's plenty of talented folks in the towns that we live in. And as far as our value, I mean, this is just a way for Rayan and I to give back to our state. And that's one thing that has been clear to us since the beginning. We travel around the country quite a bit playing our own music, and we visit with a lot of people who have a lot of wonderful ideas about how to make communities better. We just needed to be doing something in our own home that was really sort of highlighting all the things we've been talking to other people about over the years.
Mark Mandeville and Rayan Richards are walking to their last handful of concert venues between now and Tuesday. Along with a concert at the Fairhaven Library tonight, they'll be stopping in Dartmouth, New Bedford, Fall River, and wind up Tuesday with a show in Swansea.